KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There are stars, superstars, and then there's another category altogether. I learned that lesson a few years ago at the Bel Air Hotel when I had somehow managed to be invited to have lunch with Nancy Reagan. I got there early. See, my plan was to make sure the staff at the hotel was prepared for her arrival. I scouted out the best and most convenient table. I did what in politics is called advance work, which means basically map out the entire event and plan for any contingencies, because my feeling was she's frankly an old lady, and old ladies get cranky when everything isn't arranged, so why look for trouble? I needn't have bothered. "I'm here to have lunch with Mrs. Reagan," I told the manager on duty, "so I'd like to..." He held up his hand. A little imperiously, but that's how great hotel managers are supposed to act. A well-run hotel is like a well-run army. Efficient, no-nonsense, utterly autocratic. "Here is how it will go," he said. "Mrs. Reagan will arrive precisely 7 minutes after I receive the call from her security detail. I will escort her to her usual table, where you will already be waiting. You will stand as she arrives. She will sit on the far side of the banquette. You will sit to her right. We will then serve her the chilled tomato soup and the salad." "Okay," I said. "You seem to have this under control. Will it make it easier if I place my lunch order now? I think I'll have the..." The hand went up again. "You will have the chilled tomato soup and the salad." "Why, yes," I said. "I believe I'll have the chilled tomato soup and the salad." When she arrived, she was, as I said, frail. Her voice was quiet, and she occasionally leaned a little closer to hear. But from the way she laughed and cocked her head to one side, it was clear that she was not just a former first lady. She was also a former Hollywood actress. We didn't talk about politics. We talked about show business. Mrs. Reagan asked about which movies or TV shows were popular, though she clearly knew. She talked about the entertainment business of today with well-earned authority and with a detailed knowledge of someone who paid attention to the changes in the business that launched her husband's political career. We talked about all of these topics as the soup and salad were served, and every now and then she'd break in with a funny, sad reminiscence, the times Spencer Tracy would sleep on their sofa, how weird it was that Chasen's closed. Just when it seems that steakhouses and cocktails are back in fashion, she noted, kind of astutely. "Where do people go now?" she asked. I mentioned a few places. "In my neighborhood," I said, "in Venice, there's a place called Gelina that's very popular." "Is it good?" she asked. "Yeah," I said, it's really good. It's very hip." There was a pause. "Do you want to go sometime, Mrs. Reagan?" I asked, thinking to myself, did I just ask Nancy Reagan out on a date? Is this weird? But she just laughed and cocked her head to one side. "So is that a yes?" I asked. She laughed again. "It's a maybe." I never did get to take Nancy Reagan out to Gelina, but I know that had I managed it, she would have fit right in. Game, as they say, recognizes game. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will make a French exit. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.